Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone. There are many fairy tales about people who desperately want children and go to extreme, unsafe, and/or unethical lengths to get them, sometimes involving witches, which we heard in the story of Tatterhood, which was covered in episode 45, and the story Black, Red, and Gold, which was episode 47, to name a few. Needless to say, witches can be a quintessential part of fairy tales. So, on that witchy note, it's time for today's story, which is a Hungarian fairy tale, Uletka. A childless woman decides to strike a deal with Sun himself. If he sends a little girl to be her daughter, he can have the child back again when she is 12 years old. The son is apparently fine with this custody arrangement because he sends the woman a child called Uletka. Mother and daughter are very happy together, but years pass and the agreed upon birthday is suddenly very near indeed. One day, Uletka is outside picking herbs when a tall and elegantly dressed man comes to her with an ominous message. "Uletka, when you go home, tell your mother to remember what she promised me." Only Uletka's mother has no intention of keeping that bargain. She loves her daughter and can't bear to lose her. She closes all the windows and doors of their house, stops every crack so that they are in perfect darkness. The son, however, manages to send a single ray of light through the keyhole, and in so doing spirits Uletka away. In the house of the son, Uletka is tasked with fetching straw for her new father's golden horses. Her feet make a sighing sound in the straw, which reminds Uletka of her despairing mother, which makes her despair herself. But when she finally returns to the son, and he asks what kept her in the barn so long, she tells him it was because her shoes were too big, and her feet slipped around inside them. So he fixes her shoes. Then he sends her to the spring for water and she watches the water flow. She pictures her longing for her mother flowing just as unstoppably. She is late back to the son's house again and this time blames her petticoat for being too long. So the son fixes her clothes. Her next errand is to a cobbler because someone has the job of making the son's glorious golden sandals. And the creak of the leather in Uletka's hand sounds to her like the creak of a miserable heart. When the son asks her yet again why she is so slow in returning to his house, she tells him that her hood is too wide and she can't see properly. So he fixes her hood. It takes a long time, but finally the son sees past these excuses and realizes how unhappy the girl really is. He follows her to the barn to see what she does. And when he hears her sobbing for her mother, he decides to send her home. But he requires appropriate transport, and the foxes who are his first choice are entirely too inclined to view their passenger as a mid-journey snack. So the son asks a pair of hares to escort Uletka instead. When they get hungry, they tell Uletka to climb a tree for her own safety and wait for them to eat their fill of grass, which is quite reasonable. Unfortunately, a witch happens to pass by underneath that tree. She is a witch without much moral complexity. She looks at the girl and sees a meal. She calls to Uletka, trying to cajole her from the tree. "Come down and see what beautiful shoes I have on," she coaxes. But Uletka's shoes are much nicer, hardly surprising given the sun's exacting fashion standards. Next, the witch tries to guilt her. "I'm in a hurry. My house is not yet swept," she shouts up to Uletka, who tells her to go and sweep it then. The witch does, and when she comes back, she's holding an axe. This time, the sweet talking has an ominous edge, paired as it is with a sharp blade. "Uletka, Uletka," the witch calls. "Come down and see what a beautiful apron I have on." Uletka will not come down. "Uletka, Uletka," the witch cries. "Come down or I will cut the tree down and eat you." As if she wasn't planning on doing precisely that no matter what. "Cut it down," Uletka shouts back, "and then eat me." So the witch hacks at the tree, but it has its own magic and refuses to be cut. "Come down," the witch yells, "for I must feed my children," which is an interesting insight into predatory witch psychology. If she thinks that this is an argument that will have any sway with Uletka, the intended meal. It doesn't, obviously. The witch goes away again to prepare some other dinner for her children, and Uletka calls desperately for the hares. They race back to rescue her from the tree and sets off for her mother's house as fast as they can. But the witch is soon behind them and rapidly gaining ground. The hares run across a field and call to the workers digging there to say nothing of their passing. When the witch stops to ask where her quarries went, the workers inform her that they are planting beans and they will not say another word. "A plague on your beans," the witch declares and runs away. As fast as she can, witches very fast indeed. Uletka's mother has been as miserable as Uletka herself. When her dog starts barking to say that Uletka is on her way, the woman will not believe it. When the cat and the rooster tell the same story, the woman still will not listen. All the while, the hares are speeding along the road with Uletka, and the witch is catching up. She's almost within reach of one hare's tail and reaches out, but it kicks hard and she is left with just the tail. While the hare leaps into the house, Uletka is safe. The door is quickly bolted behind her and the witch is left to sulk her way home. Uletka and her mother hug each other tightly. As a sign of her gratitude, the mother makes a tail out of silver for the brave hare to wear, which it considers quite the badge of honor. The son gives up his claim on Uletka, wanting her to be where she is happiest, and that means her mother's house. The end. This fairy tale made me think of the witch and the sister of the sun, which I covered in the last episode, that is episode 65, so go check it out if you haven't. With the adoptive celestial parent and hungry witch, there are interesting similarities. It is also worth noting that this is another fairy tale in which witch is merely thwarted, not permanently defeated. I would argue this witch is less of a villain, but more like a hunter trying to feed her family. And while I'm certainly glad that Uletka escaped, I'm also very glad the witch's kids did not end the story as orphans. On that note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woketales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media. Because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.